There were some technical glitches from the telecom side, but inshallah we'll be starting very shortly now.
Yeah. No, there's one connection in life that doesn't break. And there is a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, irrespective of the weather, irrespective of the conditions. Whether it's stormy, whether it's raining, whether there's a volcano, a tornado, or tsunami outside, that connection is always, always intact. And whether it's 2 in the morning, or 7 in the morning, or 10 at night, anytime, it's always online, always in touch. We know the business hours are 7 to 5, some are different, but there's a limit to connecting to people also. But with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can connect anytime. And what's really nice is that anyone can connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not only reserved, for example, the pious people, or only certain individuals. It's not the case. But rather, it is with everyone else. Let's go today. Yeah, so the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is open for everyone out there. The rich, the poor, the African, the Indian, the white, the red, the pink, whichever color you can think of. Anybody, any time of the day or night can connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With man, you can plan and plan and plan, but at the end of the day, only that which Allah wants will happen. Like this also, our technical team was here after Fajr already, setting up and everything, but when Allah plans, that's what's going to happen. And so we accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Are we ready, friends? Okay, just to very quickly go through the format of the spelling bee. Alhamdulillah, we have 4 students from Port Shepston, Muhammad Ibrahim Islamic School, Al Falah, and Ehsan Girls. This category of competition is for grade 6 and 7 only. Each student will be given 7 seconds to spell the word. So each student will be given 7 seconds to spell the word. Each round will consist of words in an ascending order of difficulty. Having started to spell a word, a contestant may stop and start all over again, provided it's done within 7 seconds. So you will only be given 7 seconds. If you want to restart, you can do so. But within 7 seconds, you need to complete the spelling word. Only non-American, which is a British spelling, will be accepted. There will be a total of 2 rounds with 6 or 4 contestants taking part from 4 different schools. In this round, each participant will be asked 5 words to spell. The contestant with the highest point will proceed to the next round. In the final round, in the next round, the 3 finalists will be asked 3 questions each. The contestant with the highest point will be declared the winner of the morning. And the points will not be carried over. If there is a tie, then there will be a sudden death round. The contestant with the highest point will be declared a winner and will walk away with 1,000 rand. And the runners-up will receive 500 rand. So this is the format. Any questions from the contestants? Yasira Ibrahim, Husna Abbas, Najiha Tar, Saliha Akunji. Any questions? No questions. There will be a clock in the background. You need to listen to the clock. Once the time is up, then we will not accept. You need to spell the word within 7 seconds.
Gee, mashallah. Are we ready to start? Take a deep breath. Mashallah. Yes, those who are listening to us over the airwaves of Radio Islam International, this morning we are coming to you live from Al Falah College in Overport, Durban. And inshallah, we will be starting off shortly with the spelling bee competition. And first up, we have Yasira Ibrahim. Who's there? Yasira, you are ready to, inshallah, start? Okay. Spell the word autumn.
A-W-E-S-O-M-E.
Awesome indeed. Okay, spell the word theory.
T-H-E-O-R-Y.
Correct, mashallah. Spell the word circular.
C-I-R-U-L-A-R.
Correct, mashallah. Spell the word... Oh, my circular is incorrect. Okay. Better we have charges, mashallah.
Let's move on. Spell the word clustering.
C-L-U-S-T-E-R-I-N-G.
Correct, mashallah. Spell the word calculation.
C-A-L-C-U-L-A-T-I-O-N.
Correct, mashallah. When I say she receives 4 points, 4 out of 5.
G, 4 out of 5 for Yasira Ibrahim from Pochestan Islamic School. Moving on to the second contestant for this morning is Husna Abbas from Muhammad Ibrahim Islamic School. Husna, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Husna, can you speak up a little louder, please? Where is Muhammad Ibrahim Islamic School? Which area is it in?
12th grade.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Inshallah. What grade are you in?
6.
Grade 6. Question number 1. Spell the word airtime.
A-I-R-T-I-M-E.
MashaAllah, that is correct. Question number 2. Spell the word poetry.
P-O-E-T-E-R-Y.
Unfortunately, that is incorrect spelling. Question number 3, spell the word calendar.
C-A-L-E-N-D-A-R.
MashaAllah, that is correct. Question number 4, spell the word collapsing.
C-O-L-L-A-P-S-I-N-G.
MashaAllah, that is correct. And the final word in this round, spell the word destination.
D-E-S-T-I-N-A.
MashaAllah. So you also received 4 out of 5.
Okay, the third participant this morning is Najiha Saar from Al Falah. The host for this morning, MashaAllah. Najiha, are you ready?
Yes.
Spell the word welcome.
W-E-L-C-O-M-E.
You're welcome. Okay, spell the word luxury.
L-U-X-U-R-Y.
Correct, mashallah. Spell the word singular.
S-I-N-G-U-L-A-R.
Correct. Spell the word compelling.
C-O-M-P-E-L-L-I-N-G.
Oh, I'm compelled to give you the mark there. Spell the word celebration.
S-E-C-E-L-E-B-R-A-T-I-O-N.
All the time. Correct. Let's celebrate this. 5 points goes to Najiha.
MashaAllah, Najiha Tar from Al Falah College. She receives 5 out of 5. So far you proceed to the next round. Let's go to the final contestant in the spelling bee. That is from Ihsan Girls. We have Saliha Akunji. Saliha, you need to get 5. If you get 5, then you and Najiha Tar will proceed to the next round. If you have less than 5, if you have 4, then there will be sudden death questions. Are you ready, Saliha? Okay. What grade are you in, Saliha?
7.
Grade 7. Question number 1, spell the word anytime.
A-N-Y-T-I-M-E.
MashaAllah, that is correct. Question number 2, spell the word expiry.
E-X-P-I-R-I-N-G.
Okay, unfortunately it is incorrect. Expiry. E-X-P-I-R-Y.
Okay, we'll go with a judge's decision.
Okay, we'll come back to that question number 2. Let's move on to question number 3. Spell the word jugular.
J-U-G-U-R-A-R.
Okay. Question number 4. Spell the word confessing.
C-O-N-S-E-S-S-I-N-G.
Okay, mashallah. And finally, spell the word competition.
C-O-M-P-E-T-I-O-N.
Unfortunately, that is incorrect. So we need to come back to question number 2 regarding the word expiry. We'll just find a replacement word for you, and then we're going to ask you that question number 2.
So we've got four participants online today. The first one is Yasira Ibrahim from Fort Shepston Islamic School, where we were yesterday, mashallah. The second one, Husna Abbas from Muhammad Ibrahim Islamic School, and then Najih Hata from Al Falah, Saliha Akuji from, this is Akuji Akunji, the N silent. Akunji. Akunji. Okay, from Ihsan Girls. These are the four participating schools this morning, mashallah. Allah say,
So far, the last contestant, that is Saliha, you got 3 out of 4. We're going to ask you one more question. If you answer the next question, which was question number 2, correctly, then we need to have sudden death for the first two participants, Yasira Ibrahim, Husna Abbas, and Saliha Akunji. But if you get this one incorrectly, that means the first three participants goes to the final round. But so far, as it stands, Najih Hatar from Al Falah, she's in the final round already. So are you ready for your question number 2, Saliha? Spell the word privacy.
P-R-I-V-A-C-Y.
That is the correct answer, so we need to go to sudden death. So it's between Yasira Ibrahim, Husna Abbas, and Saliha Akunji. We're going to have sudden death questions. The words will be a little bit more challenging.
Okay, so Yasira, are you ready? It's touch and go, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. Spell for me the word okay, see my favorite of quiz master. Okay, spell for me the word starvation.
S-T-A-R-V-A-T-I-O-N.
Correct. MashaAllah.
Next contestant, that is Husna Abbas. Similar word to starvation. Spell the word temptation.
T-E-M-P-T-A-I-O-N.
You missed a T there.
Very tempting indeed. Okay. Saliha, are you ready?
That means if Saliha answers the next one correctly, she and Husna Abbas or Yasira Ibrahim goes through, and unfortunately Husna did not spell the word correctly. So let's see what happens there.
Okay. Spell for me the word observation.
O-B-S-E-R-V-A-T-I-O-N.
Masha'Allah. Observation, they will answer.
Gee, that means Yasira Ibrahim from Port Shepston Islamic School moves on to the next round with Saliha Akunji from Ihsan Girls.
So we've got another sudden death to play for one more winner, is it?
There is no sudden death now.
Okay, MashaAllah. So now, in round 2, how it will work, we'll pose a question to each participant here. It's not 3 consecutively. It's 1 and it's... You know how it works. Gee, mashallah. What did you have for breakfast? Huh? You? Future life. Mashallah. And for Seri? Seri, you didn't have. You had breakfast, you see. Mashallah. Okay. Yasira? Are you ready to start, mashallah?
Yes.
Okay, spell the word rehydrate.
R-E-H-Y-D-R-A-T-E.
Mashallah. Let's move on to contestant number 2, that is from Al Falah College, Najih Hatar. Are you ready? This is the second round now, and from here, the person with the highest points, there's 3 questions. Highest points will be declared the winner. You will receive 1,000 rand, and the runners-up will receive 500 rand. So one of you is going to get 500 rand, the second person is going to get 1,000 rand, and unfortunately the third person will get nothing. Are you ready for question number 1 in round 2, Najiha?
Yes.
Spell the word dehydrate.
D-E-H-Y-D-R-A-T-E.
MashaAllah.
Is it correct? G. see there was a T instead of the dehydrate or dehydrate.
We'll go with the judge's decision.
We'll come back to the judges after a round and you can decide.
Okay, our third participant, Najiha. I mean, what's the name of Saliha? Saliha, are you ready? Spell the word, I think it's a lot of confusing them. Okay, spell the word hypocrite.
H-Y-P-R-O-C-I-T-E.
Incorrect. Okay, let's move on.
Let's move on to question number 2, and let's start with Yasira Ibrahim from Port Shepstone Islamic School. Yasira, are you ready for question number 2?
Yes.
So far you have 1 point in this round. Question round number 2, you have 1 point. We still pending with regards to Najiha, and the third one, Solihan, has no points as yet. Question number 2, Yasira, spell the word obedience.
O-B-E-D-I-E-N-C-E.
MashaAllah, that is correct.
Najiha from Al-Falah College. Spell for me the word ordinance.
O-R-G-I-N-A-N-C-E.
Yeah, I think now when Oxford needs help, they just need to come to you there.
And let's go to Saliha Akunji from Ehsan Girls. Are you ready, Saliha?
Yes.
Spell the word adherence.
A-D-H-E-R-E-N-C-E.
MashaAllah, that is correct.
Okay.
Final question.
Let's move on, Yasira. Spell the word amazement.
A-M-A-Z-E-M-E-N-T.
Amazing indeed.
MashaAllah, let's move on to Najiha Tar from Al-Falah. Question number 3, spell the word amendment.
A-M-M-E-N-D-M-E-N-T. A-M-E-N-D-M-E-N-T.
Yes, it needs to be amended.
Okay, we're going to come back to the judges.
That's the nice thing. We don't have to worry.
I put a question mark, and inshallah it's pending, and let's go to the final word.
Okay, Saliha, can you please get some silence? Barakallahu fikum. Amusement.
A-M-U-S-E-M-E-N-T.
MashaAllah, that is correct. So far, before we go to the judge and consult and we take a break, the score that we have in front of us, Yasira Ibrahim, we asked her 3 questions and she did 3 out of 3. We're waiting for 2 confirmation from the judges regarding Najiha Tar, but so far out of 3 questions, we've got 1 point. We're going to inshallah consult the judges regarding question number 1 and question number 3. And Saliha Akunji, she's got 2 out of 3. So let's go for a short break. When we return, inshallah, we'll have a decision for you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Welcome back to Radio Islam International. We are here at Al-Falah College and we are about to complete the first round of the spelling words. We had 4 contestants from 4 various schools. We had Port Shepstone Islamic School, Yasira Ibrahim from Port Shepstone Islamic School. We had from Muhammad Ibrahim Islamic School, Husna Abbas. We had Najiha Tar from Al-Falah and Saliha Akunji. In the first round, we had Yasira Ibrahim, Najiha Tar and Saliha Akunji moving on, proceeding to round number 2. And so far what the scores, the judges, after consulting the judges regarding round number 2, we have a winner that is 3 out of 3 for Port Shepstone Islamic School, Yasira Ibrahim. But it's a tie between Najiha Tar and Saliha Akunji. Najiha Tar, she's got 2 out of 3, and Saliha Akunji also got 2 out of 3. So what's going to happen for second place and for 500 rand, we're going to have a sudden death question, inshallah. So we also request and appeal to the audience that is sitting here, that not to make a noise or to make any funny sounds, which might be an indication to the students.
Yeah, please, still you're all like, I think like, please. So when you are telling us, rather we must face us. MashaAllah.
So let's start with two students. That means, mashallah, Yasira Ibrahim is the winner. She will receive 1,000 rand. Before you go sit down, you speak to Norman and you give your banking details to him, or if your parents or someone is here, or otherwise you give your phone number if you don't know it off by heart. Then on Monday, inshallah, they'll contact you. Let's start with Yasira Ibrahim. Yasira is the winner already. So between Najiha Tar and Saliha Akunji, it's between Al Falah and Ehsan girls. And remember, at the end, after our three competitions, whoever has the highest points, whichever school has the highest points, they receive 5,000 rand cash as well. So let's start. These points will add to your tally at the end.
Najiha.
Are you ready, Najiha? Spell the word admission.
A-D-M-I-S-S-I-O-N.
Okay, mashallah, that is correct.
Okay, Saliha. Spell the word attention.
A-T-T-E-N-T-I-O-N.
Sure.
Mashallah, that is also correct. So we're moving on to round number two of sudden death questions. Are you ready? As soon as one person gets it incorrect and the second person gets it correct, that will be end of our sudden death and that person will be declared the winner.
Gee.
So are you ready, Najiha?
Gee.
Spell the word publication.
P-U-B-L-I-C-A-T-I-O-N.
Mashallah, that is correct.
Okay. Saliha, are you ready? Okay. Spell the word frustration.
P-R-O-S-T.
Unfortunately,
we have to disqualify him. You did warn.
At the time is out. Frustration is F instead of P. And so, Saliha Akuji from Ihsan Girls will be disqualified, and also the school cannot continue further. And that means, Murad Saeed, who is the winner?
That means Najiha Tar from Al Falah. She will be the second place in the spelling bee. The first place goes to Pochepston Islamic School, Yasira Ibrahim. We say mashallah to Yasira Ibrahim and to Najiha Tar Al Falah for taking the second position. We also say Jazakullah Khairan to Husna Abbas from Muhammad Ibrahim Islamic School and Saliha Akunji from Ihsan Girls. Jazakullah Khairan to them and all the participants that came. We really appreciate it. Everybody is a winner. You come in front of so many audience and people that are listening to you over Radio Islam International. So it takes courage for you to come in front and represent your school. So mashallah to you and hope to see you soon again, inshallah. Jazakallah.